welcome you into the studio. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, joined by the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, Merrill Reese. This segment presented to you by Wawa. We're glad to have you, Merrill. But I got to start with this. The Eagles, at one point here a few weeks ago, 4-4, looking ready to make the move to the top of the NFC East. 4-7 now. What has happened to this team?
It is so hard for me to figure this whole thing out. I mean, not only were they 4-4, but they followed that overtime win in Dallas with a terrific first quarter against the Miami Dolphins, and then it has been a free fall. I never expected this. You look at this team, yes, there are some injuries, a couple of key injuries, but nowhere near the kind of injuries that should affect the team to the point where they have been just totally blown out and embarrassed in these last two games.
And I'm not saying that this is the reason, but it does coincide with the injury suffered by Sam Bradford in the Miami game, Eagles leading that game when he was hurt. Since then, the offense, we've talked a lot about the defense, and the defense has been criticized for giving up 90 points in the last two games.
That's
but the offense, and the offense hasn't performed well either.
No.
Should Sam come back, and he looks like he's on track to play on Sunday, what does that mean for the offense?
Well, I think it gives you a lift when there's a change at the position, at the most important position in the game. I mean, I thought the Mark Sanchez gave them a bit of a lift when he came in that Miami game and moved the ball, and except for that ending, that horrendous ending where the end zone interception ended their hopes, I thought there was a lift there. Now Sam comes back. He can't wait to get back on the field, and I think he's going to play well. Now, the Patriots, on paper, are not a very good team right now. And I say that on paper because they have been decimated by injuries. They've lost all of their go-to wide receivers. Edelman is out. I don't know that Amendola is coming back this week. Rob Gronkowski, who is the best tight end in all of football, he is apparently out. I say apparently because who knows with him, but they say that he's not expected to play for a couple of weeks. On defense, they've lost Jamie Collins. They've lost Dante Hightower. I mean, how many blows can a team sustain? And yet, there are two people, Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, who are the great equalizers, and every time those two are at a game, you prepare for a very, very difficult game.
So speaking of the head coach, Chip Kelly is the one responsible here. He's the head coach during the good times and the team times that are not so good. What are you looking for from Chip?
I don't know that I'm looking for anything specifically from Chip.
What are you looking
for? I think collectively for the team to say, look, we've been down. We have been horrible. We have got to put everything into this game. We've got to do – Chip talks about training. He said our goal is to get better every day at training. This team has to make gigantic, gigantic jumps. You asked me about the quarterback, Dave, and there's been a lot of talk both offensively and defensively about the schemes. Put those aside because unless you can improve dramatically in fundamentals, unless the blocking is way better, unless people start to tackle the running backs, unless they start to cover the receivers, the same results are going to occur all over again. So as we talk about all those other things, but it gets down to can you play solid football on both sides of the ball?
You wonder, does that come from the coaches? Does it come from the players? And in terms of the effort, desire, urgency that they give? We've seen it before, Merrill.
When you're talking about effort and urgency, I don't think there's a coach on the staff who doesn't go out there and give everything he can and put everything he can into the film sessions, into the practice sessions, into the relationships with the players, getting them ready and prepared as best they possibly can. I think it's to the players to say, you know what, this season isn't over. I know a lot of bad things have been said about us. All the critics have been shouting at us. You know what, we deserve it. Let's show them that there is life left in this football team. I don't like to talk about the playoffs right now because this team hasn't earned the playoff consideration. But the fact is, this team is only one game out in what I'm referring to as the NFC East. They're a game behind the Giants. They're a game behind the Redskins. And yet, you know that they've beaten the Giants. And you know that they should have beaten the Redskins, lost that one at the end. So if they can somehow bounce back this week against a depleted Patriots team. You know what? I remember 2007, the Eagles marched into New England. I believe it was a Sunday night game, which they were big, big underdogs. and their quarterback. Donovan McNabb was out, and A.J. Feely brought them within 3 points of an upset. So, and it can happen. I will not go there saying, well, ho-hum, it's going to be loss number 8. I go there, and you know, if you ask me on the flight back from Detroit, yeah, I was hanging my head with everybody else. It was a blow to see this team lose, not only lose, but lose in embarrassing fashion, a national embarrassment that day. But you get back from that, you start to put together some of the positives, and we're all football fans at heart, and we all love this team, and hope springs eternal, and hopefully this Sunday we will see something that nobody expects, but something that can bring this team right back to life.
And that is the key word, hopeful, that the Eagles can pull off something, well, shocking in Foxborough, Massachusetts. Merle Reese, one-on-one in studio, presented by Wawa. Merle Reese, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.